Before we begin, a quick message for the grown-ups. If you'd like to support our podcast, enjoy ad-free listening, unlock our complete back catalog of stories, and more, you can join Sleep Tight Premium. Subscribe in just two taps via the link in the show notes. Now, here's a quick word from our sponsors. And now, on to our show. What if your ordinary house cat had an extraordinary secret? Susan thought Tucker was just a regular cat until he introduced her to Cat City, a magical world beneath her house. Now she's caught in an adventure where the stakes couldn't be higher. In The Rat King, the second book in the Adventures of Susan and Tucker series by Patty Larson, Susan's bad dreams turn out to be real. Kidnapped by enemies, it's up to Tucker, stuck in Cat City and facing the Rat King's forces, to rally the cats and save his best friend before it's too late. Packed with mystery, adventure, and heartwarming moments, The Rat King is perfect for readers who love daring heroes and thrilling twists. Find it wherever you buy your books. And don't forget to tune in to The Rat King podcast to experience the story in a whole new way. Follow the link in our show notes to learn more. The Rat King by Patty Larson. Susan made a huge discovery in the book that Albert took her to see. She is unsure how she can help the cats now, but is determined to do everything she can. The Rat King, Chapter 23. Standing in front of the Cat City Council should have made Susan nervous, but all she could feel was sad. It helped that Albert had been with her when she'd uncovered the truth. He perched on the steps in Central Square, the whole space crowded with cats there to listen to what Susan had to say. Imagine, she thought to herself. Just a week ago when I was in this exact spot, I had no idea what was coming next. She glanced down at Tucker, who stood at her feet, calm and courageous, his full tail wrapped neatly around his paws. He'd risen when she'd returned from the library, still tired but happy to see her. She had tried to convince him to stay behind, but as soon as he understood what it was she was about to do, he'd insisted on joining her. "I won't let you face them alone," he said. He'd let her carry him, however, only asking to be put down again when they'd reached the square. Walking slowly past the cats, who parted ways for them, whispering among themselves. Tears stung Susan's eyes at all of the bowed heads and gestures of respect they showed both Tucker and herself, especially now that she knew those feelings wouldn't go away this time. The spell was broken, and they would not forget. "Susan," Albert said, "tell us what you've learned." She had already decided to start at the beginning, filling in all the cats on what she'd been told by the Rat King, feeling his magic inside her grumbling when she did, but Kai's spirit more than prepared to control him while Susan spoke. She did her best to speak clearly and in a strong voice, though a few times her words crackled with emotion that took her a moment to control. Tucker would gently touch her foot with one paw every time, his purr silent for once, but still present, rumbling through him and into her, comforting her while she swallowed her emotions and carried on. When she finally reached the end, through the murmurs of surprise and worry and understanding that followed, she felt drained of all energy. Like telling the story of the truth of Cat City took everything she had in her. But she wasn't done yet. "The magic of the city is draining all of you," she said. "It has been all along. It has no choice. It was ordered to protect you, and to do that, it used your magic to keep it going. That was the mistake the sorceress made." She paused while the cats muttered among themselves, nodding and accepting what she said. "That same spell she cast to keep you safe trapped her, her people, and all of you, along with the rats, in this place. But that wasn't the intention. At least, from what she'd been able to read, she didn't think so." "You're certain?" Tucker's aunt had never looked kindly to Susan and now was no exception. Tabitha's pushed-in face reminded her of a cranky old lady who didn't want to listen. Without a spell to explain it away, Susan had to believe it was just Tabitha's nature. Susan wasn't certain, as it turned out, but thankfully, Tucker seemed to be. "As the only human here who can read the book," he said, his voice soft but firm, "I choose to believe Susan." No one else argued. It was nice for a change. "How will you free us?" Miku leaned into her brother, Maku, winding his tail around her in comfort. "Now that the first spell is broken, can we not free ourselves?" "I don't know yet," Susan said. "I'll have to study the book to find out." She was, of course, afraid there wouldn't be an answer. Or, even if she found one, she'd never figure it out. It was hard to remind herself she was only 10 and not fall apart now that all the cats seemed to rely on her to free them. What would she do if she let them down? "And you will be welcome to do so," Albert said. "We will assist you in any way that we can, Susan. You and Tucker have both selflessly done everything you could to protect us, and thanks to the magic that controlled us, we couldn't support you." His deep voice rang through the square. "That ends now. Whatever you need, Susan, Tucker, you will have with our thanks." She tried not to cry, trembling and on the verge of tears again, while her friend's purr hummed through her, reminding her she wasn't alone. "There is one last question to be answered," Tucker said, voice stronger now. Julian had a source inside the city, someone who was feeding him information. Susan had forgotten about that. "That traitor needs to be arrested." "We already know who it is." Tabitha leaped down from her pedestal as several sleek cats rushed forward. Susan stared in surprise when they circled Harold, the guard stuttering as his fellow cats took him into custody. "We found the red magic you used to speak across the wall," she said, nodding to another cat who produced a small glass ball. It glowed with the same red fire as the rat's eyes had and called to Susan, who looked away. "That's not mine." Harold tried to fight, but the guards were ready for him, already binding him with magic. "Take him," Tabitha ordered, nodding to Tucker. "It is done." That was easy, Susan thought to herself. Wasn't it, though? Kai sighed in her mind. "Pay attention, Susan. This is far from over." "Thank you, Tabitha," Albert said, sounding startled. "Well done." She didn't comment, returning to her pedestal and looking very pleased with herself. "Susan," the council leader went on, "while we wish you could begin your studies now, the fact is, the time-holding spell is running out." Mom and Dad! She'd already been told the spell had been cast late, that they'd realized she was missing and called the police. She had to go home before the spell ended. "I'll come back as soon as possible," she said, knowing that might not be as easy as it sounded. Her parents would no doubt be very worried and could make her return to Cat City difficult. Well, there was nothing she could do about it now. The cats were counting on her. She couldn't let them down. And that is the end of this part. Good night. Sleep tight.